Was the absurd part the Quaker on the oats?
No, that's just an inside joke. The absurd part is that farmers can't eat that which grows on their land.
I've read somewhere that the average item that's coming to our table has traveled something like 1,500 miles. And that's kind of amazing. So you've cut that down to 1/15 of what it takes normally to do it, and with all the resultant reduction in pollution and so on that you've added to this. Clearly, you're concerned about the quality of the food you eat. You're concerned about the environmental impact that you have. Why is this a big deal to you?
This is a big deal to me because I see some threats coming down the pike here. They include not only pollution, but a scarcity of fossil fuels, which our whole society is dependent upon. And also, of course, there's the threat of global warming, which frightens me because I have children and I hope to have grandchildren someday, and I want them to be comfortable and to be able to live in ways that I've been able to live, which is happily and comfortably. So sustainability is a big deal to me, and it's why I'm heavily involved in SustainDoor in my county. Besides supporting local agriculture and being concerned about the healthiness of my food and the healthfulness of my food, I just wanted to see if it could be done, because I wanted to know if it would be possible in Door County for our entire population to be more self-reliant, at least in terms of food, because if it gets really bad, we're going to need to rely on one another in a local, in a communal kind of way, in a community way. We are heavily dependent on trucks because of our geography being a peninsula. The truck traffic comes every day and brings everything we need, almost, to our county. And the degree to which we can be self-reliant is dependent on how we can support each other in community and do for ourselves, provide the things we need with local resources. So I just wanted to see if it was possible to survive on a completely local foods diet. Not that we would never have things traded into our county, but, in an emergency, could we do it? And I believe that we could, but we would need to prepare ourselves in 5 basic ways. We would need a grain mill that would grind grain for human consumption, and it would include a dehuller for dehulling the oats, so that we would have a variety of grains to provide a variety of nutrients for our basic breads. We would also need, I believe, an oil press operation of some kind. Because right now what a locavore needs to depend on in Door County would be butter for fat, or also, I suppose, animal fats like chicken lard or whatever. So it would be really nice if some of the, say, sunflower seeds that are grown in our county could be pressed into an oil that we could use here. That would be very nice. We have some friends who live in Sturgeon Bay who have a little greenhouse right attached to their home, and they have citrus growing in their greenhouse, including lemons and key limes and calamondins and kumquats, and on occasion they would bring me some lemons, and it was such a treat. I didn't throw any of it away. I ate the rinds and everything in some capacity, so it was very nice. It seems to me that we could ramp up our greenhouse capacity to extend the production season on both ends of that season, and also to grow a variety of things that wouldn't otherwise grow in our climate, like the citrus and maybe some other things as well. This same couple that has the citrus in their greenhouse just recently, and it's May only, brought me a zucchini and some cucumbers. So it's possible. I know of some greenhouses that are for sale right now in our county, and it would be so nice if somebody could pick up that business and contribute to our local economic development to support local foods, local sustainable agriculture. So that was 3 items. What's the 4th and 5th? Well, one of them is a distribution network would be important, because we have growers that would like to sell their local foods, and we have restaurants and grocery stores that would like to buy local foods, but neither of those people have the time to go and find each other. So we need some sort of a network that is set up to help get the local foods from the farm to the restaurants and to the groceries. And there is some effort in our county to do that. Our local agricultural extension agent is working on that, and there have been some sort of summits where the producers and the restaurant owners have gotten together and talked about what they're willing to do and what they can do. So there's movement in that direction, but it would be very, very important. And if I think of the fifth one, I'll let you know.
So you said, Anne, that you took this on because of environmental concerns. Mm-hmm.